You're listening to KRDO's Morning News. And as we turn to the KRDO Newsline, all you have to do really is look out the window during an afternoon thundershower to realize that Colorado Springs monsoon season has arrived. Those showers that can bring up to an inch of rain in a very short amount of time that can overwhelm our stormwater system and cause localized flooding, cause even worse sometimes. And that's what we all need to be prepared for. And whether it's monsoon season, whether it's flooding, whether it is wildfire season, which we know goes all year round, it's important that everyone listening has a plan in place to keep you safe during a disaster. And so we're joined right now by Dr. Christopher McNulty, Associate Medical Director of Optum of Colorado in the urgent care field. So Dr. McNulty, first of all, welcome to KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
What do the stats show about how prepared people are or are not for when disaster strikes?
Disaster planning starts on a personal note with family, within households. So it's hard to gauge how many of those households are actually prepared for disease outbreaks, natural disasters, emergencies within the house.
And according to a statistic that I have here in front of me, the FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, did some research, and it said despite 80% of its respondents saying that they had gathered enough supplies to last three or more days, just 48% said they had an emergency action plan. So let's talk about some of the steps that people can take to be prepared for natural disasters, to get those plans in place. First of all, Dr. McNulty, what would you say are the basic tools, supplies, and equipment that are needed during an emergency?
Yeah, an emergency pack, an emergency preparedness pack would include things like phone numbers for all of who's important and what's important, things like doctors, counselors, veterinarians, advanced directive paperwork, any specific medical paperwork that you need to bring with you, and a food and water supply. Okay, and this is something that should be kept in your car anyway, is a preservable amount of water and food. At-home medical devices should be included in this, things like blood sugar monitors, contact lens solution, EpiPens, prescription eyeglasses. You want to have an out-of-town contact also in this package, somebody that you can get in touch with at least two different ways. Okay, prescription medications, first aid supplies, supplies for pets or babies, a toolbox. Toolbox, very important for every car. And then medical supplies, like things like catheters, syringes, blood testing strips, are all important to keep in a such a package.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, phone numbers, because so many of us have our phone numbers just in our directories in our phone and couldn't even respond with the actual phone number if we didn't have access to our phone or if the cell towers are down.
Texts usually go through much more rapidly and more effectively than phone calls do. It's important also to keep a finger on what's going on in the community. That is, what is your children's school's action plan for a disaster? You need to know where boarding facilities are for your animals. Shelter-in-place locations inside your home. This is very important. A shelter-in-place is someplace where, for instance, if there was a tornado, and we've had tornadoes just south of here recently, of where you can hole up in your house that's safe. Typically, it's a lower location without windows. That being said, a true shelter in place has to have two ways out, whether that's a blocked off or a barred window with a stair that you climb up, or one or two doorways. But it needs to be someplace out of the weather where if it strikes, it will not affect you.
Good point there. And in a worst case situation, maybe a bathtub in an inside interior bathroom, would that work?
That would. That would work. And the lower, the better. That is, basement is always preferable to first or second floor.
Outside of natural disasters, what other potential emergency situations should we all be thinking about, Dr. McNulty?
Disease outbreaks, things like COVID, natural disasters like tornadoes, or as we've had around here so often, hail and real severe storms that can devastate homes, automobiles.
What are some other important considerations when developing those emergency plans? If, for instance, if we're responsible for an older adult, a parent, an in-law, or a child?
The city or the local community, these disasters can have impacts on their supplies, their services, their public health, their healthcare systems. And you shouldn't wait for an emergency to happen to prepare for that. There are a number of groups of individuals who are at increased risk during these kind of emergencies, and those include people, of course, who are older, evacuees, people who are homeless because of the event, expectant, new parents, children and their caregivers, people with disabilities, people who are homeless, tribal communities, and people with chronic illnesses are all at an increased risk for suffering more during an emergency unless they have things like action plans.
And I think the recent events in Hawaii have illustrated that point, because so many of the people who were endangered there were vacationers, were holiday travelers, and they had not really planned on, you know, perhaps losing everything that they had on their vacation, much less people at risk of losing their lives while they were dealing with that wildfire situation. So we've all learned an important lesson there. And Dr. McNulty, I can't applaud you enough for reminding all of us to make sure we get that action plan in place for when a disaster might strike. Dr. Christopher McNulty, thank you for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you so much, Shannon. You have a nice day.
And if you'd like to find out more about emergency preparedness, you can visit optum.com/Colorado and seek out their resources.